All right. So this is more chatting. Daddy's going to have this close to him. So maybe you can't hear my questions. But
so I'll just get myself settled here. Then I can put it in the best place for us both.
Like not under your foot?
Yeah. That's not where it is right now. Not the most perfect arrangement, but
it's going to pick up everything, especially with my background noise.
So what do you want to talk about, Sandy?
I want to know when your mom bought your dad Christmas presents, what she got him.
She got him ties. She got him other kinds of clothing. She got him really nice books. He loved reading and learning about things. She always wrapped everything really nice. And I don't actually remember that much about what she gave him.
What was nice about the way she wrapped?
What I liked about the way that she wrapped was two things. One was that it was very carefully done. It looked, you know, if you thought back on it from today's vantage point, it looked professional. I mean, it wasn't, the corners were all crisply folded and things were even, and there was always ribbons and bows. We don't have the bows like we had back then. Any bow you had back then, you made by hand.
I make bows by hand.
And she had a whole huge collection of ribbons and different kinds of wrapping paper. The other thing that I liked was that there was often some kind of creativity. Like, she didn't always wrap things the same way.
Mm-hmm.
She wrapped things sometimes with a diagonal wrap, sometimes with a square wrap. Sometimes she'd make certain kinds of bows out of little ribbons that had all kinds of curlicues in them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget when she showed me how to make small ribbons curl.
With the scissors.
With the scissors, yeah.
I can't remember when I learned that, but it was.
I taught it to you.
I figured it was either you or Mommy. Well, it must have been you, because Mommy never did stuff like that.
And other than that, I liked a lot of the paper that she picked. But I think those were the main things.
And what did you enjoy doing the best with your mom?
Well, most of what I enjoyed doing with my mom, I did when I was younger. And I really enjoyed, you know, we had this summer place, and we had like a fairly nice cottage, actually, when you think back on it, four bedrooms. They weren't very big bedrooms. It was all very rustic, totally the opposite of our house in Cleveland. You know, you could hang out anywhere. The furniture was wicker, sand from the beach, fireplace. It was a totally relaxing environment, and there was woods all around. And we had about five lots, which half of them were overgrown woods. And the area where we lived was not very highly developed, so there was lots of fields and open spaces. And one of the things I liked best ever about doing with my mom was going wild berry picking. And we found some really great locations with wild strawberries. I mean, not like the little things that we get nowadays, but we would come back with all kinds of really nice wild strawberries. There was tons of blackberries that grew out there. So we would pick blackberries all the time. We would pick wild strawberries. I also like doing, the other thing that I liked the best doing with my mom was playing badminton. And she and I played endless games of badminton at Madison.
Only at Madison.
Yes, only at Madison. We had a badminton net in our side yard right outside the little windows of our eat-in kitchen area. And she was a formidable badminton player. Badminton player. And it's interesting because one of the oldest pictures I have of her was her standing there with this tennis racket when she was in her maybe 30s or something. And she didn't strike me as being the athletic type at all.
Did you say a memory or a photo?
Photo. You know, I have those two little tiny photos in that little leather folder that opens up.
Yeah.
And my dad's standing there, and that's a picture of him in 1942 when he went in the military and he took the picture himself.
Oh.
He had a whole little contraption with an invisible wire and a little thing he pushed. And the other picture was, I don't know how old my mom was. I don't know if that was when she was like 41 or not, but she was standing there in this old-fashioned kind of sporting outfit that women wore back in those days
Badminton racket.
No, I think it was a tennis racket, but she was really quick, and she always played to win, and she was really good. And so I just played endless. I loved badminton, and sometimes we'd have people over, neighbors from Madison, and we'd play badminton doubles and stuff like that. Now, the thing was, my dad couldn't play anything like badminton or really any kind of sports. He had a chronic heart problem, for one thing. He was sort of a skinny guy, although wiry tough, and plenty strong enough. But he wore trifocal glasses. And the only thing he ever tried to do with me sports-wise, to actually play sports with me, was softball in our backyard in Cleveland.
Hi. How are you doing?
Say hello.
Hi, Mikey. How's it going?
We're telling old family stories.
That's a salamander.
And a crab.
A crab.
They usually look like they're little.
Right. They look like the ones that are on the beach, although there's some crabs
that... They do have crabs that are that big, but they don't look that brightly colored.
Yeah. There are some crabs that are blue. In fact, they're called blue crabs. But
blue crabs are big?
Blue crabs are about this big.
Just like
counting,
that one.
Counting their
look
legs.
Look up, Daddy. It's just like that one.
I know. They're not quite as big as that.
Yeah, they are. Their legs just aren't that fat.
Well, you can believe her, or you can believe me.
Yeah, it's because we had come downstairs, but you came and found us.
Do you want to go back upstairs, buddy?
Can I have a hug?
Can we see the crab?
I think we can't take it down because it's for hanging on the wall only.
Mm-hmm. Why is it for... hanging on the wall.
It's a decoration to make the room brighter.
But you can look at it up here.
Alright. So, I think that's a bird.
What's a bird?
That.
The foot?
No. The foot is... it looks like...
It's a floppy.
It's a kimono dragon.
It's a what?
Why don't you tell her, Mikey?
Kimono dragon.
What's that?
That.
And you just got that at the toy store, didn't you? You just got that at the store.
Poo.
He said poo.
Poo.
He said poo. Because he has to make poo.
A dragon.
We all poo.
Because he makes poo.
We all poo.
And he says poo with your tongue.
Poo. Poo. We all got poo.
Poo.
Yes.
Careful, Mikey, Mikey.
It's okay, Daddy. Falling on carpet's not a big deal, but maybe you should hold it on your lap.
There you go. Sorry for yelling, Mikey. I didn't mean to be angry with you or scare you.
You don't look too angry or scared, do you?
I'm
Pooty. Pooty?
Yeah, I'm
Pooty. Poo.
What is this?
A little piece of wrapping paper.
What's the wrapping paper?
It's what you put presents in.
Where's the present?
It's not there anymore. That was a Father's Day present for Daddy, and we kept the wrapping paper because we can use it again.
Were these?
No, it was... What was it? What did Joyce give you for Father's Day? She gave you your Kahlua and cream.
And
so maybe that was somebody else's. Maybe that was from Jennifer's baby present from Mommy.
Yeah.
We actually need to save that and be careful with it because it's for wrapping a present and it's not ours. It's Joyce's.
So can you look on there and see if you can see a battery indicator?
I already told you.
It's two-thirds still full.
Okay.
Gentle, Mikey. Let's not squish it.
Mikey, you want to go back upstairs?
Oh, look. He's got beans in his belly.
I'll go with you.
Why has he got beans in his
belly? I don't know, but it feels like he has beans in his belly, doesn't he?
It does feel like that.
It makes his neck very soft. And his tummy soft. I got a sunburn. But I put on all my vitamin E.
Come on, Mikey, let's go upstairs.
Have a hug? Mm-hmm. On your way? Thanks for coming to visit.
Why is
Can that? I get a hug too? You're great, Mikey. I didn't quite reach. I'll see you when we come upstairs, okay?
See you later, alligators.
See you later, alligators.
You know what you say back to that?
Huh?
In a while, crocodile.
In a while, crocodile?
That's right.
In a while. A while, crocodile.
Good job.
A while, crocodile.
In a while.
I'll see you when you call back, crocodile, right?
Yeah, that's right. Croc.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you in a bit. Is that still on?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about me and my mother.
Playing badminton.
Playing badminton. I also liked gardening with her.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Well, mostly what she did was flower gardening, but we also grew Kentucky Wonder Beans.
What are Kentucky Wonder Beans?
They're a kind of really big green bean.
What do you do with them?
You just use them like regular green beans, you know. You snap them, and we used to... I guess boil them, but you know, you could steam them or whatever. They're just a little bit bigger than regular green beans.
What do the plants look like?
The plants for Kentucky Wonder Bean? I don't know. They just look like regular bean plants.
Like bush beans or whole beans?
We grew them on a trellis.
They climbed.
Yeah. And I loved seeing them get ripe and picking them. I think we might have had tomatoes a little bit. Never did too much in the way of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because in Madison...
You were only there for a little while.
No, we were there for the whole summer.
I know.
Yeah.
But most things you would have had to start earlier if you wanted them to be ready during
the summer. Oh,
yeah,
right. But the other thing was that fresh vegetables and fruits were readily available.
Right.
There was tons of roadside stands. And so we would go out and buy yellow wax beans and green beans and cucumbers, tomatoes, peaches. Peaches were really good. Apples, all that kind of stuff.
I wonder if they actually grew peaches in Wisconsin.
Well, I don't know about Wisconsin, but in Ohio they grew peaches.
Huh. I wonder if that means we could grow them.
I don't know. But the peaches were very tasty when I was growing up, and then they got worse and worse and worse.
What do you remember about the flowers that your mom planted?
Most of the flowers my mom planted were in this little backyard garden that she had in Cleveland. You know, we had a drive, came behind the house, and we had a two-car garage, and it was sort of asphalt. And then we had a backyard. It wasn't really very big and spacious, but we had really two great big silver maple trees. And she had a garden area that was about 10 or 15 feet long by maybe 6 feet wide. And she would plant, I remember poppies, gladiolas, maybe.
You know, poppies... you actually can't grow real far south.
Hmm.
Poppies.
I forget they might have been especially.
Seeds germinate in the winter cold, and so you have to have a real hard cold period.
There may have been a special name for these kind of poppies. She grew.
What color were they?
They were yellow, I think.
Nice.
And she grew. Tulips. We had a lot of tulips in Cleveland.
They are also a cold weather flower, the bulbs.
And she grew some other things too. There's a couple of things that I can't remember the names of, but they had little pink flowers, and then they made these little pods about the size of a pea or a bean, that were full of these tiny little black seeds that I loved. And I don't remember what else. We had a lilac tree in our backyard in Cleveland. We had two lilac trees.
What is a lilac tree like? I don't know that I've ever seen one.
They're about the size of a crepe myrtle, a relatively small crepe myrtle. They got sort of that kind of bark. And they grow more up than out. And they have these bunches of little purple flowers that sort of look like grape bunches, but pointed up to the sky. And when they bloom, they have this fragrance of lilac. I've never seen one, except in Ohio. And we also had a variety of bushes that had interesting berries on them. We had a whole hedge along the driveway when you would drive down to the street that was sharp, prickly bush called bayberry. And it had these little tiny red berries that would start, they would get really red, I forget when, maybe in winter or beginning of winter, and I love picking those and just playing with them and stuff. And then we had this very strange bush right next to one of the lilac trees that grew these white, puffy, I suppose they were seeds, but they were like almost like you could almost pop them, and you could pick them and throw them, and they didn't hurt anybody, but they were sort of squishy.
That's craziness. I never heard of anything.
That's where I get my first really bad sting by a hornet.
Oh.
I was picking one of them, and it stung me under the fingernail.
Oh, that's gross. I can't imagine a worse place for a beach there.
But, and then when I was out in Madison, we had daylilies, a lot of daylilies. We had I don't remember what else, but I actually went out in the woods and dug up a bunch of day lilies and Queen Anne's lace and blue bachelor buttons and...
I like those.
I'm not sure what else, but I would dig them up along the side of the road. It was all undeveloped, you know. And I transplanted them to a little garden in Madison, and they got really big. So, and my mother had indoor plants that were mostly the kind of green vine-type plants. They looked ancient to me, and my job was to keep them watered.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had a real green thumb, and she didn't wear her good clothes, and she got down on her knees, and she scratched in the dirt. And she weeded the Pachysandra and pulled it all up, and she pruned things. And that's one of the things I liked about my mother. She wasn't one of these, sort of scared to get her hands dirty. She was a very practical, hardworking person. Did all of her own stuff, made her own clothes, cooked all of her own meals, did all of her own house cleaning that I didn't do.
What kind of meals did you guys eat? What kind of food did you eat?
There wasn't anything real exciting that would be real exciting to you, but it was basically pretty good. You know, she would often cook those little white potatoes.
And new potatoes.
She'd brown them. Those were really good.
Mm-hmm.
She would make things like mashed potatoes and green beans. She made a lot of meatloaf. She would make different kinds of souffles. I usually gagged on them. Like spinach souffle, I really gagged on that. And we ate a lot of beets, actually.
Did you grow them or did you buy them somewhere?
No, we bought them. In Madison, we bought them at the vegetable stands.
Mm-hmm.
I love beets, and I still love beets. I just haven't, you know, used them.
Right.
I love them cooked. I also like pickled beets. My mother also did... and then we also had a lot of chicken. Sometimes we'd have steak. It was usually cheap steak. You know, my mother counted coupons and pinched pennies. And for the most part, I liked her food just fine. But I think nowadays people would think it was sort of like English, New England kind of sort of fairly bland kind of food. Every morning we'd have oatmeal for breakfast, or I would. For some reason, she let me have things like Frosted Flakes and stuff like that. Wrecked my teeth. But mostly we would have oatmeal, and my dad would always have the same thing for breakfast. He'd have, I think, a couple of poached eggs and a cup of coffee and some toast. Every single morning. Sometimes we'd have bacon. Our family liked bacon a lot.
What do you remember about being at meals together? Like, what was breakfast like?
Breakfast was way more informal than dinner, which dinner was
lunch.
In the evening.
Oh. You know?
Dinner, what I call dinner, some people call it supper or whatever, was like at 6 or 7 o'clock, something like that. And we sat around a big formal, we had a whole big dining room that was full of old, highly polished antique furniture, lots and lots of silver. We had silver candelabras and silver trays, and we ate with that. We had silver that we ate with, and a silver ice water pitcher and all that kind of stuff. And the china was always real nice, and the glasses were always real nice. At breakfast, we had a little very cramped breakfast space that was also my mother's office. I mean, you could really only, you know, you had to squeeze around one end of the table. So my dad would sit at the far end of the table, sort of against the wall. I would sit at the other end. And my mom would sit on the side and be the one getting up and down for food. And we always had breakfast together. And, you know, I would be going off to school and getting ready for the bus and all that kind of stuff. And breakfast was a very pleasant time. And that was the same table that I have in my house now.
Really?
That's by the window. That was our breakfast table. I have very fond memories of that table.
I love that table.
I love that table, too. And you can see it was very functional because, you know, you could make it small and it wouldn't take up space. You could pull the leaves out. And
right.
It was just this right size for our family.
Well, and we grew up with that. At your house, that was always our table that we ate at.
Yep.
I grew up learning not to push too hard on the leaves.
Right. Although they're pretty strong, it turns out.
Yeah. But maybe because we also didn't ever try sitting on them. Something.
And that was also a very friendly room for me as a kid growing up because I think I still have it up in the shop. I think I saved it. It was our old radio. And it was, one of these old sort of big fancy radios.
Yeah.
With dials and it had vacuum tubes in the back. And we'd always listen to the radio in the morning, you know, like the news or something like that. We listened to people who I eventually learned were like the conservative talk show hosts of the era. I forget
right.
what this guy's name was, but it was called The Other Side of the Story. And he would always talk about this stuff. I don't remember what it was. We listened to that. And then at other times, I would go in there and listen to the radio by myself. My mother might be puttering around in the kitchen, or she might be doing stuff, and particularly in the evening, I had certain radio shows that I listened to all the time. I was just glued to the radio. I was sitting there 6 inches away from it, listening, leaning, and you know that little green bookshelf that we have that comes apart that I have in my house, the sort of dark green thing with...
That was always my bead table.
Well, that was my mother's work table, and she stuffed all of her papers. Oh, that thing was all stuffed with papers up and down, but the radio was on the bottom shelf, and then there was more stuff stuffed underneath. And the bottom shelf had a little drawer and thing that pulled out like a little table ledge.
I know, I kept stuff in it.
And that's where I did my homework lots of times. And I would also listen to the radio there, and the shows that I listened to the most were The Lone Ranger and Captain Video. The Lone Ranger was, you know, The Lone Ranger and Tonto. And Captain Video was a science fiction thing about, you know, different planets and different worlds. And I think I must have listened to other stuff too, but I don't remember what. That was a big radio fan in the 1950s. I listened to radio all the time.
I think it's time to stop.
Okay.
I gotta go to the bathroom and I'm getting sleepy.